I need some company. Oh, good. Can he have chocolate, Mom? Fabulous. The aunt says yes. Anything the aunt says goes, right? It's Michael. It's our new friend. Hi, Michael. So, Ileana, you got to help me with something because Michael's new to this. You ready? I got a big word for you. What's a tradition? It's a big word.
What's a tradition?
What's a tradition? Do we need to phone a friend? We got some friends out there. Can somebody help us? What's a tradition? Anybody?
Birthday cake.
Something you do over and over and over. Christmas is full of traditions. Name one.
I know Christmas.
You know Christmas? What do we do at Christmas?
You celebrate Jesus' birthday on Christmas is Jesus' birthday, and you celebrate on Jesus' birthday.
You are a rock star. Awesome. So we are always celebrating Jesus' birthday. It's a tradition. What is another tradition? Can I give you a hint? What's that thing over there? What's that thing right there?
A Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree. Yep. That's a tradition. We probably all have traditions at our house. Everybody raise your hand if you have a tradition at Christmas. Hopefully everybody's got their hands up. We all do something, don't we? One of the things that I like to do at Christmas is the tradition of the Christmas story, the real Christmas story. Do you know what the real Christmas story is? You kind of said it a little while ago.
Sometimes I tell jokes.
Sometimes you tell jokes? Jokes are good at Christmas. Got to break the ice somehow sometimes, right? Well, the Christmas story I think we're going to hear today from the book of Luke. But I want to put a twist on the traditional Christmas story today. Do you like science?
Yeah.
You like science?
Ezra
has your paper. Okay. Well, science is pretty practical. Not a lot of traditions. We have teachers out there. We've all done science before. Sometimes we like it, sometimes we don't. But I have an idea. In science, things that go up must come down. Did you know that? You didn't know that? It's the truth. If you throw a ball up in the air, what happens to it? It comes back down, right? Yeah. A balloon that goes up in the air, eventually,
then it pops
and it comes down.
Balloons pop in a long time.
Sometimes it takes a long time for them to pop. Well, at Christmas, do you know that we have a tradition about up and down? Jesus came down so that we could go up. Did you know that? Yeah. So when we celebrate his birthday, it's a way of reminding that because he came and he died for us and he loves us so much, we get to spend our whole eternity life with God in heaven.
And Jesus heals us with we have owies.
I didn't quite catch that. I heard owies. He heals us from our owies. Yes, he does. So a tradition I'd like us to remember is what goes up must come down. So Jesus came down so that we could go up to be with God. Shall we say an echo prayer?
Yeah.
You ready? You going to help me with this?
Well, I try, if I jump, I try to go up and I get up. And then I jump down.
And you fall down, right? I jump when I... Uh-huh. No? Okay. How about this? You want to do an echo prayer with me? Ready? Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
For coming to earth.
For coming to earth.
And loving us very much.
And loves us very much.
We love traditions.
We love traditions.
But we love you more.
We love you more.
Thank you for loving us so much.
Thank you for loving us so months.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Need some company. Reading. Today it's Luke 2, 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And this ends the reading. You may be seated.
This is the word of God for we, the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. So today I wanted to share with you a special short film that I saw earlier this month. And it moved me so much I shared it with my clergy covenant group, and we watched it again together. And I just kept watching it again and again. And it pricked my heart and made me think about life and church and our community and the world. But I wanted to share it with you today. It's called The Shepherd. And we're going to cut the live feed on Facebook, but I posted a link for those who are watching online that you can go back. And even if you want to watch it again, you can go back and watch it online if you go to our Facebook page. But it's called The Shepherd. And then I just had a few thoughts afterwards to share with you. But I hope that this blesses you. It's inspired by this account from Luke 2. It's called The Shepherd.
Lovely day today, isn't it?
How are you?
Come on.
But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up unto the time when she who is in labor has given birth, and he shall be their peace. A reading from the scroll of the prophet Micah.
Perfect. No blemish. Nothing. Nothing wrong. See?
Spotless.
Good. No blemish.
This one's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Teacher, I have a question about the Messiah. I've studied Torah every day.
Shepherd wants to learn.
Yes. Do you believe the Messiah will set us free from the occupation?
Yes, he will make a great military leader.
Are you sure? Just because last Shabbat the priest read from Prophet Ezekiel and he did not say...
How dare you!
I'm sorry, teacher. He is obsessed.
You brought this animal? I said spotless.
Spotless, yes.
These are for righteous men. For the perfect sacrifice.
Very sorry. Very sorry. Very sorry.
You wonder why the Messiah hasn't come? People like you keeping him away with your stains. If you come back here without a perfect lamb, I will banish you all from the marketplace.
Now, come, come. I warned you about this. Are you deaf as well as lame?
I'm sorry.
We are not slowing down for you. You take this run back up to the hill and try and keep up. Or find your own way back.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divided the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of
you
his oppressor, you
want to listen?
No, this is a holy place.
Please.
You are filthy. Go!
For every boot of a tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. Strengthen the weak hands.
Excuse me, friend. Could you point me to a well in this town? My wife hasn't had a drink in hours.
At the other end of the square.
Thank you, brother.
Well, wait. Here.
Oh, thank you for your kindness.
How far have you come?
From Galilee, Nazareth.
Don't say that too loud here. You know, they say... Nothing good can come from...
I know what they say about Nazareth.
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. secret safe with me.
Thank you for your kindness.
And my name is Simon.
Out of my way.
We must go.
Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute shall sing for joy. A reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah.
Please wait.
Yes, well, next time, I will wipe my hands with his robe. Oh. You would faint.
A Pharisee is so cheap. When he writes his will, he names himself as the heir.
And then he still doesn't get much. No.
Finally, he's back.
Hello, Simon.
Stay with the sheep.
He is useless. Why do you keep him around?
He's a good boy.
You want some dinner?
Finally.
Aaron made dinner tonight, so nothing is cooked.
Yes.
The food is fine. It's my grandmother's recipe, so leave it alone.
Yeah, then that is why your grandfather left.
Again and again.
They take whatever they want.
Oh, I wish that woman wouldn't have left the well.
No, she was very,
very
beautiful.
Pretty, very pretty. Mm. She was
very beautiful. Can I have my dinner now?
Not with us. No. Your plate is over there.
After what happened this morning, you sleep with the sheep tonight.
And pay attention this time.
And watch out for wolves.
Watch out for the Pharisee. He might come after you.
Mm-hmm. A Roman took another sheep yesterday.
Simon, they're talking about the Romans again.
But they cooked it right in front of me.
You're lucky. You're lucky you're not part of this conversation. But Romans, again and again.
Let them pay. Good pay.
They take whatever they want.
Let's talk about something else.
We must tell someone.
We must tell everyone.
We must tell everyone.
Everyone. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
We waited for this for so long. So long.
His arm. His arm.
His arm.
His arm.
Yes, his arm.
Oh, it's okay. Will you name him?
Jesus.
We will name him Jesus. I must go. People must know. People must know.
People must know.
A son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. To establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
You! I told you not to come back here. So where is it? Have you found a spotless lamb for sacrifice?
We have waited for this for so long. That's what he says when he gets to be the first person in this story to hold the baby Jesus. The fulfillment of all the prophecies and the Torah he had studied on his own. And they wouldn't even let him into the synagogue to come and worship because he was wounded and he was lame and he was a poor shepherd. And yet his act of hospitality, when he gave Mary and Joseph the water to drink, traveling as refugees, it all came full circle for him. And he got to look and see the Word made flesh in his very arms. We've waited for this for so long. Now, I don't know about you, but there have been times this year where I have felt like that shepherd, whether it's dealing with disability or feeling behind on things or going through grief with others. Some of us come into this time of year and it feels like the burdens and the expectations are crushing and they're holding us back and we're always behind. But yet, he ran to that manger and he was healed and he was no longer lame. It was kind of like that scene in Forrest Gump where the braces fall off, right? I hope that that blessed you. And I hope that you were inspired, like the shepherds, that you have beheld Jesus today. The Word made flesh, full of grace and truth, the glory of the Father's only Son. And I want you to think about your life and your work and your school and the people who are important to you. Are there people in your life who these people must know? They must know the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. They must know the hope that came and was born in the flesh as an innocent, powerless infant that came to save us. That's the God that we serve. The God who would be born vulnerable as a baby and would be the culmination of history's birth pangs. But then there's that moment where Christ is revealed. And all that pain, all that suffering is not in vain. It's all worth it, isn't it? Amen? Amen. So I invite you now to stand as we're going to sing the song of the shepherds. Go tell it on the mountain. May the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you trust in Him, in our infant Savior, who would die on the cross for us and be raised from the dead for us, so that we could be born anew, not of the flesh, but of the Holy Spirit. I pray that as you trust in Christ on this Christmas weekend, you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Merry Christmas.